And I'm going to put on the lecture mode for a moment, and hopefully I'll be able to get back to the other one. Okay, so good morning. It's the first bonus call for the Money Marathon, and here we're having a bit more of a free-form structure. However, I was going to start with a theme, which is, well, kind of a theme, but confusion and how sometimes we feel confused and not ready for our next step. And I wanted to focus that confusion a little bit about choosing who we serve. And because that's sometimes a hard thing, because we want to serve the whole world, and that's very closely tuned in with niche and how on the earth can we choose a niche when we feel we're so good at so many things, or just like are just not sure where we fit in and where we would best serve. And of course, all of us can only serve, I mean, however great we are and however broad our audience, it's still going to be it's not going to be everybody. So I know a lot of business people have this problem. I know I've had that, like megatons of that, and it's really been hard for me to narrow in and figure out who my audience was and what my niche is. And it's something that develops. Like I've been noticing, it's not something you have to have forever. And in fact, if you look at some of the most successful coaches, for example, who I've seen over time, they change. And some of them go into completely different things. Some of them stay in the same niche, but it just, the way they do it changes, and so they change the whole website. And one person who's really struck me that way has been Susan Falter, and she used to be Susan Falter Barnes, but she went through huge, huge changes personally, and that's been reflected, and she now has a very different business than she had a few years ago, and even a year or so ago, when she was in partnership, a great partnership with somebody, but then she left that because that was no longer serving her. So I just invite you to be open to what you really feel drawn to right now and who you feel drawn to serving right now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the lines and see if this corresponds to anybody's need on the call. But I know that it is a question for some people who aren't on the call. So we will do a bit of a clearing around that, and then we can go into more specific issues for people here on the line today. So I've not got a specific habit for today because I think all of you have enough habits from the 10 days to go for a while, although, of course, there are other habits to incorporate. So what I'm going to do is open up the line because I really want these bonus calls to be really full of clearing time and helping you guys. So, or gals, as it is. And I've got a bit of a cold, so if you hear me snuffling every once in a while, that's what it's about. So here we go. I'm going to get it off mute. You're off mute. So does anybody have anything to do with niche that they would like to put into the pot or feel that corresponds to them at all?
I certainly do.
Who their target audience is, who they really want to work with and around what issues.
Well, it's funny that you're talking about this morning because it's exactly what I've been thinking about and contemplating is who do I want to be around? Who do I want to work with?
Yeah.
And that is a question that's been up, and I can't even say that I can begin to know. And
right.
One time I really thought it was like the whole like celebrity world because that was kind of where my earlier background was. But now, I mean, I have to say after I watched the Oscars, I can't even look at them. I can't even look at them. And, you know, that whole world is just not true for me anymore. And so I don't know who it is that I want to serve, because I don't really want to serve the masses that I know.
Yeah.
But I mostly just want to serve people who want to make big contributions to the world.
Right. And Katrina, I mean, we'll do some clearing on this, but what is it that really kind of is repulsing you right now about the celebrity world? It may not be the whole of it, but at least what you're seeing on the surface. Oh, I see somebody else on the call. Welcome.
Hi, it's Dawn. I'm in my car.
Oh, okay.
On YouTube a minute so that I can hear every, so that you guys don't hear the car sound, okay?
Right. Or I'll just put, if you want, I'll just put you on mute, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Welcome, though, Dawn. Okay, so, Katrina, do you want to continue?
Yeah, so I would say the extreme self-consciousness that I saw in everybody at that event, that just was irritating. Like, it was like a friction energy that really just was palpable and really...
An extreme self... What?
Self-consciousness. Like, there's
self-consciousness.
Just this,
like, I thought you said confidence.
No, self-consciousness.
Thinking,
like a real painful level of self-consciousness.
Okay. So how does that manifest? Just to tell me that.
It manifests in an over... real over-concern. And, you know, it didn't always used to be that way in that world, but now it's like seems to be getting more so about the, everyone is very afraid of what they look like and how they come across, and therefore it's, there's just, there was this absence of elegance and grace that's been kind of missing and going by the wayside. Like there's something
right.
Shifting.
The absence of elegance and grace. So what you want is elegance and grace.
And, you know, and dignity.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you would like people who aspire to that.
Right.
If they're not quite perfect in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. There's not a perfect, but there's just a. There's a practice.
Right, right. Oh, good. Well, this sounds very interesting. Now, what about, you were mentioning the Oscars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What about that lovely actress whose name I cannot remember, but who tripped on her ball gown? And actually was absolutely charming about the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah, I
is
think...
that the type of person that attracts you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Or that's a whole world doesn't.
Maybe. I have to think about that. I'm not sure.
Okay. So we'll... anything else you want to say? I'll just put that in the pot, and we'll see what comes out with in the general unconscious of my brain.
Okay, that's okay.
Sorry?
I said, no, I'm okay. You can go on.
Well, if you have anything else that just popped out as I asked you all those questions, I'd love you to say it. If not, we'll
oh,
go
no, I'm just confused, like the whole
okay, so
topic.
Confused. So we'll do, I mean, part of the clearing will be around confused.
Mm-hmm.
a state that I know well. Okay. And sometimes it's when there are so many options that you don't know. And other reasons it's just there's something in you that wants to stay confused. Because it's kind of difficult. Once you get out of confusion, it often says, okay, now I have to act. So anyway, we'll look at that. Now, Maureen, before I open it up and see if Dawn has something, is there anything you want to add to that?
Well, it's curious that we're talking about celebrities. I'm in Sedona, and there's a film festival, so the place is crawling with celebrities.
Huh.
And I was really reflecting on my, because you pushed me a little bit, loving.
Yes, just a little bit.
And I was looking at, like, I don't know how, I know how to look at what I want to create, and I'm usually mm-hmm. surprised at who and how people show up. But when yeah. I then look at who it is, like, I have trouble looking at, it's almost like finding a partner. Like, what are the qualities that are real and that are important? Yeah. Of who it is I want to bring in. And so as I was attending this festival for a little blip of it and feeling into that, I was looking at the self-absorption that I'm wondering if that's a similar thing that Katrina was talking about. This, it's like, it's almost like teenagers, where they're just really concerned about how people see them. And I mean, it feels like a woundedness to me.
Yeah.
And for me, I know how to help people with that.
Wow.
I mean, that's my strength, is how to bring people out of how to bring them, you know, they want to be doing something, being something different, but they're stuck places. And I've had different places where I've had famous people work with me, and I don't really care where they're at or if somebody knows them or if they're famous or not. Mm-hmm. I'm passionate about if they want to make a difference in themselves, in the people, because the difference in them usually shows up in relationships.
Yeah.
So somebody being different without relating to the world is kind of irrelevant, because we don't know if it functions or not.
Uh-huh. Right. Powerful.
And so I was at an event speaking yesterday, and I was hearing these famous people ask really silly, childlike questions.
Hmm.
And I was, yeah, it was really strange to me.
Anything else? So we'll just...
No, that really opened it up to more awareness of what I want, but also more confusion about what the audience is.
Okay. Yeah. And interesting, very interesting. Okay, thank you. We'll see what happens and for the next round. Or at least we'll, yeah, because I'm feeling something's going to come out in the clearing, and then we'll come back to what you're saying, Maureen. But I think certainly you're coming to bigger conclusions here about what you might do. And Katrina, I just invite you, as things are going on, to, I mean, one of the ways of finding what we want is finding what we don't want. So whatever qualities that are really pissing you off right now that you really don't like, it's well worth, or things or people who you really don't, you're really having a reaction to right now, very helpful for you in terms of knowing what it is that you don't want. And often you can just switch that around to, you know, from being, oh, terribly sort of self-concerned to very concerned about, let's say, the world. Now, with Maureen, of course, they can be really concerned about themselves, but she knows that perhaps that it's her audience, and she can help them get through that and be in relationship so that they can contribute to the planet. And both of these, you know, both of you will be helping change people, change things going on, but it would be maybe from a different client, you know, a different client base which attracts you. So interesting. So I'm going to open up to Dawn and see if she's available in that car without causing any, you know, problems. Okay, with driving, or she may be in some place where she's at a stop. Just one moment. Hello, Dawn.
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, good. Are you at a place where you can actually say something?
Yeah, I'm just literally pulling over right now. So.
Okay, great. So. Do that safely. We don't want any horrible sound effects.
No, we're good. I'm pulled over.
Great.
So what's the question? You said you wanted us to bring stuff that we wanted to clear.
That's
correct?
Right. And we've just been talking a little bit about where we meet, but that doesn't matter. You can just say what you want to clear. It may come in the first round of clearings, or it may be in the second, but at least I know what's up.
Okay. I'm having an interesting revelation again this week. I'm very, very high on the reflecting meter and lately, because I'm in this, I'm climbing myself out of a former financial crisis.
Yes.
And one of the interesting things for me is because my daughter's dad, when I left that relationship, there was domestic violence, and since, there's been a number of, you know, very, very inappropriate behaviors, including, you know, emotional abuse and financial abuse. So I'm building myself away from there. Last year, I was with a group of women, an amazing group of women called Women of Spirit and Faith, who had a young women's leaders from North America under 40. We had a gathering in Georgia. And when I was speaking to one of the traditional Native leaders there, she said, "You know what? She said, "You need to clear. You need a ceremony. And a lot of women here have anger issues, and we need to go down to the river and have a cleansing ceremony." And I was like, "I'm not angry," and because I'm a really, you know, happy, cheery person. And even when I talk about things, unfortunate things that have happened, I have in the past prided myself on reporting the facts. Like, sticking to the facts, even though I can share my personal experience as well. But she's like, "No, you're angry." And I was like, no, I'm really okay. And we went down to the river, 30 women from all over North America, from all different cultures and religions. And we went down to the water, and she invited us all to do the cleansing ceremony. And when we had a turn to speak, you know, some people screamed, or some people just said what they were angry at, and people just got it off their chest, put it in the water, let it flow down the river away from them. And when she kept coming to me, I didn't have anything to say, because I have always framed myself as a positive, happy person, and I was not in touch with my anger. So it's taken me about a year, but I've realized in the last week, you know what, I'm pretty angry.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty angry and frustrated about the position that he put me in, but also the position that I've allowed myself to be put in, and also my attitudes towards money, which have led me to, you know, be unemployed for a couple of years, be struggling, but be focused on my daughter, but so focused on her welfare that I was neglecting myself. So now I'm coming out of that, you know, and money is starting to come, and I'm working now, which is great, and I'm still volunteering and helping lots. But I want to be able to clear the residual anger and frustration. If my ex is a baggage car that comes by with all these hooks, in the past I've been hooking my Mountaineer's clip onto his baggage, and I don't want to do that anymore. So I'd like to clear the residual negativity that has accumulated over these last few years, and I think that will help me move forward a lot more.
Wonderful. So we'll probably get to that the second round of clearing, but that's a really good thing. And it is true, sometimes we, although it may seem other people pick up the anger, we are not very conscious. I mean, I know I know that's happened in the past where, you know, like I've been to a naturopath and they say, "You got anger in your knees," and I say, "What an anger?" You know, this was years ago, and I mean, since then, of course, I've uncovered a lot of anger. And as women, we have a lot of anger, I think, around patriarchy, and, you know, which which is there, and the way that we have been considered second class citizens, and it's come up a number of times in this over this week or so, and in particular because we've been in situations where that has manifested either in violence or abuse or all the other parts of, you know, the of what this system has created in terms of the way men act to women and the way we're trained to basically go along with that and, you know, our whole emotional structures and all our conditioning is can get us again and again in relationships like that, which is something we feel bad about and shame and all that stuff. So, so there, as you said, there's the anger at oneself. So, thank you so much for raising all that, and we will get to that in the second round. Okay.
Great.
And,
thank you.
What I'm going to do now is put us on lecture mode, and let me see. I'm going to see if the board's still working. I think so. Yep. Okay. So we're going to start with I'm confused. Even though I'm really confused about who I'm serving and why, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm confused about who I'm serving and who I should focus on, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel some confusion about who I'm meant to be for and what I'm meant to do in this world, I deeply love and accept myself. It's like there's a knowing and there's a not knowing. Like there's a knowing and a not knowing. A knowing and a not knowing. I don't want to know all of it yet. I don't know if I have confidence to do what I am supposed to do. I don't know. What if I make a mistake? What if I make a mistake? What if the people I choose right now are not the right people? What if there's some other people who I really should be serving and I'm just screwing it up? Or maybe it's not the right issue. Maybe I'm trying to address a problem and it's not the right one and I'm going to screw it up. I'm so worried about screwing it up. I mean, I don't have that much money to spend on a website, and it's hard to get that even together. And what if I'm wrong? What if I build the whole bloody effing website, and I find out it's really something else I'm supposed to do? What if I do that? That will be a waste of money. In fact, I've already wasted a lot of money in the past on things like this. So how on the earth could I even start? I really, really want to do this. I really, really want to get out in the world. But I really, really don't. I really, really don't. It's kind of scary. What if I just get out there right now on what feels good right now? What if I just get out there right now with what feels good right now? Why worry about the future? I mean, who knows what's going to happen about the future? Why worry about the future? Why not focus right now on what feels good right now? What clients would feel good right now? Like if I just had the choice to bring into my house right now that perfect client, what would they look like? What would they be like? What issue are they really, 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 really wanting to solve right now? And how can I help them? How do I really want to help them? Not just what they want. How do I really want to help right now? And what if there's some surprises? What if life just so, what if right now into this room in my imagination, a big surprise just comes in, a client surprise. And I'm just looking at this client surprise right now and saying, hey, I wasn't quite expecting you. What are you seeing? What's in their heart right now? What do they want? Why do they so much need you? And why are they so so glad. They're so glad to meet you, and they're so glad that you're offering these services. And they just really would like other people to know, too. Okay, that's the first round, and I'll open it up a bit to anything that's come up, and people can just kind of think of what maybe that sparked. All right. Anything come up from that, Katrina or Maureen, as you were the ones who were bringing some of those issues in?
Well, I really had a big smile when you were talking about surprise client. And, you know, certainly, you know, I guess that is the nature of this process. There is a lot of ambivalence because it's, yes, you feel this great gift that you have in you and you want to share it and you want to get it out there. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, what if I do it wrong? Or what if I fail? Or what if it's really bad?
Yeah.
So, but at a certain point, you know, I liked the shifting from that to just enjoy it right now.
Yeah. Right. Good. So, did you see any surprise there when I was doing it? Was there any kind of inkling of what the surprise might be?
Well, I had a person in mind that I've actually had in mind for a while now, and but don't quite know if that's really literal or if it's just symbolic of something.
Yeah. And does that person have particular qualities or things that you really like?
I don't know this person. I just know of her. So I'm not sure.
In your mind's eye. So let's just pretend that you know her.
Okay.
What would you think about her? Because that's really what you're projecting on her right now that's important.
I feel that she's a really powerful woman who's creating some pretty amazing things in the world.
Yeah. And you would like to help her do what?
Anchor her in her. This sounds so cliche. I even hate that it's coming out of my mouth, but it's what's coming up. To anchor her in her deep feminine consciousness.
Lovely. And it's perfect coming from you.
Mm-hmm.
Other people might say it, but you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you have anything else to say? Or we'll ask, see if Maureen does.
No, that's good. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Maureen, is there anything that came up for you?
Yes, but it's deep and lurking and without words.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It feels like it needs some more poking, please.
Right. Good. Okay.
And
so perfect.
I really like that Katrina shared something that sounds so strange, because what I'm finding is the real things do sound strange.
Yeah.
And for me, I don't have to tell people the real stuff. I just have to know it. And then work with that, because if I told people what I'm doing directly, it sounds really weird.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for voicing that.
Great.
I mean, there's, yeah.
Yeah. So wonderful. So we'll, and I'm just going to get something from Dawn, if she's still there. And I think what we'll do is we'll do the thing around what Dawn's raising, and then we'll do at the very end a healing code, which can encompass both, or people can work on whatever element's important to them.
Oh, I have something. Can I blurt this out, or am I too awkward?
No, please. I was just ending with you because you seemed like you had ended. So please, go ahead.
Right. So now that I made it safely to not talk, I have something to say.
Right. Isn't that funny?
I see how all of these themes that we're talking about are tying together.
Yeah.
The lost feminine is what we're all starving for, and it's what nurtures relationships.
Yeah.
And it's like the whole world is angry about this because we don't have skills to relate in this way.
Yeah.
And that's my strength, is teaching people relating.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Very powerful.
Oh, that sounds weird.
Oh, yes. It doesn't sound too weird to me, but then I'm weird. Okay, so wonderful, Maureen. And Dawn, anything to add before we go into this clearing that may unite the two or may keep some of it separate too?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good. I just wanted to say, I know I came in late, so I've missed a few pieces, but I do agree with the person earlier who said that, you know, they are all connected. Because, you know, for me, being Native, life is a spiral, and if we can come around that circle. But if we're going around a circle around the same issue, but we're at different levels every time we come to it. So there's things that I'm pulling from stuff that everybody's saying. So I just wanted to say that I'm thankful and grateful for that and pass it back to you.
Thank you. So, okay, great. So anything else, Dawn, or we'll go into the last clearing?
That's great.
Wonderful. Thank you. So I'm going to mute everybody for the moment, and we'll just do the clearing. And then, oh, and I just see Mary Aline got on, so I'm just going to welcome her, even though I'm going into the last clearing. You know, maybe you can say something later if you feel like it. Okay? So here we go. And we're going to do a clearing about being confused, just to recapitulate. Being confused about who we are really here to serve. And also the other issue that came up was around issues of anger around men and around, you know, abusive situations and things like that, and also about around how one has used money and or misused money in relation to that. Ooh, I forgot to tell the people to stop knocking, so we're going to have a bit of tapping on the outside world as well, but hopefully you guys won't hear it too much, and I can deal with it. Okay, so even though, let me see where we are, even though I feel confused and angry that I'm not quite able to be where I want to be, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm confused and angry, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm confused and angry, I deeply love and accept myself. It's easier being confused sometimes. It's easier not knowing the anger that wells up about all the things that have been done. It's easier sometimes not knowing how angry I am. I'm really angry. I'm not supposed to be angry. I'm supposed to be nice and spiritual. I'm not supposed to be angry. I'm supposed to be nice and spiritual and a good girl and always smile and always be cheerful. And don't the law of attraction people say to be positive? Positive, positive. Sometimes positivity is like a poisoned apple. It looks really nice, like all those celebrities in Hollywood, but underneath there's poison. And when you bite it, there's poison. And if you bite me right now, there's poison because I haven't let it out, and I need to. There's poison, and I haven't let it out. And yet, what's so beautiful about poison? What's so beautiful about poison? I never thought about this. This is weird. What's so beautiful about anger and poison? What's so beautiful about really knowing what one doesn't want in the world anymore? I mean, heck, it's been a hell of a long time that we've had patriarchy, and it's about time it had to go. For men, for women, it doesn't help them any, although some of them think it does. It doesn't help them. It doesn't help them, and it certainly doesn't help me. It's all based on a false consciousness. It's all based on something false that needs to fall away. And with it, the false smile. And with it, the false saying, it's okay when it's not okay. It's not okay. And with it goes the emptiness. And with it goes the emptiness of an empty culture. With it goes the emptiness. And with it comes in richness. Richness. Incredible richness. If I only farm this anger, if I only cultivate this anger and turn it into some rich soil, if I only could, then in that I can plant my seed. In that I can plant my seed. Okay. Talking about weird. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to take it off lecture. We're going to have a little bit more feedback. And then what's going to happen is we'll do the final healing codes and hope that does at least some of the process for people. And more, we can take it further at other sessions. Okay, so here I am croaking away with my cold. So let me see. Where do I go? That's spaced me out enough that I'm having problems looking at how to get you off mute. But no worries, I've figured it out. Okay, so anybody like to talk? Can we say something? Or Mary Aline, if you'd like to say hi, you could do that.
Hi, it's Mary Aline. Yeah, I'm sorry to be joining
like
you late.
Like putting you on the spot, eh?
Sorry to be joining you late. I regret this, but I wanted to catch the last few minutes, so here I am.
Well, we're so happy you're here.
Thank you.
Whatever the time, it's perfect, okay? So
yeah.
Welcome. And is there anything you'd like to put into the last healing pot, which we'll do the healing codes, anything that, or you can do it next time.
Yeah, I'm a bit scattered at the moment, so...
Okay, so
yeah.
Just benefit from everything else that's been put there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So anyway, so glad to have you.
Thank you.
Have I put all of you into a trance state, or or would anybody like to say anything about the last bit?
This is Maureen. I feel like I got a bolt of electricity. I feel really alert.
Huh.
I really like the wording of cultivating the anger, because I mean, I see the anger as a power that needs to be developed. And I just got a flash of this workshop that I'm planning to call it Internal Alchemy to do exactly that.
Wow. And you're calling it what alchemy?
One of the brainstorm bubble things I have is internal alchemy.
Mm.
so that this, right, to, like, anger is an expression, but it's a, it's just an expression of a power that's not, it can be moved to a different way. I mean, it's not just something to throw away. It's something to use and develop, because there's a cry for help in there.
Yes. Well, just a little brainstorm there, which you can take or leave as you like. Remember, there was a woman who wrote the Dance of Anger years ago, which was a good book, but it didn't take me far enough to get me out of my anger. But yeah, I mean, you could do a workshop just on the question of anger, alchemy of anger.
Right, because there's a cultural split. There's a, to be a nice person, we have to not express our anger.
Yes.
But it's not a, it's an internal expression, and we need help guiding ourselves through. It's like we don't have power, so we have to learn how to get it.
Oh, can I jump in there and add something?
Please.
This is Dawn. I like what you're saying about alchemy. This is really kind of fortuitous, because the group that I mentioned before, Women of Spirit and Faith, we had a conference in San Francisco in 2011 on, the title had alchemy in it, but it was about women transforming their power in leadership. And it's we ended up publishing a book out of it, and it's called Where Grace Meets Power. And there's a subtitle, but it's, again, something about transforming leadership. But it's on Amazon, and I'm not trying to sell it, but it's just interesting because there's people in the book talking about alchemy, so that might be an interesting resource for you. Mm-hmm. And there's women from all over North America, completely different cultures, a lot of women leaders, women CEOs, women religious leaders, like totally, totally mixed bag of women and ages and stuff and experiences. And another thing, too, is if you look up Kathy Schaefe on Facebook, it's KathyScHaaf. She actually is one of the leaders of this group, and she actually has quite a lot of information on alchemy and transforming something that is deemed as unvaluable, or like women's leadership, we're paid less, we're appreciated less, but we want to change that using grace and wit and intelligence and experience, and supporting each other to be able to move forward into places of power. So it kind of sounds similar, and there is also another book I was going to mention too. I'm just trying to think of what it was called. But I did a few workshops. I think it's called The Anger Workbook. And it actually, Katie, it worked me through a lot of exercises, which was really, really helpful. But I'll come back to the other one later, or I can send it to you to forward off, because there's another book that's also really, really helpful in this arena, but I just can't think of the name right now. But I think it's great. The Nice Girl Syndrome. That's what it's called. Does anybody know that book?
No,
I don't, but it sounds a good one for me.
It's brilliant. It's called The Nice Girl Syndrome, and it has really helped me kind of frame a lot of my experiences in life, because a lot of people would say, wow, you've been a victim a lot. And I'm like, no, I'm not a victim. But, yeah, I've had some bad people. But I realized, too, it helps me to understand my part in dealing with people who are abusive or who take advantage. But I totally have nice girl syndrome, and I think a lot of what's been discussed today has a lot to do with nice girl syndrome, where we have to be nice. We don't want to say no, and we let people take advantage of us, and then we struggle with that while those people have no conscience, no issues whatsoever. But it really frames, and that was an excellent foundation for me to be able to then build on more learning about anger later, because I needed to understand what the base, like my base value is kindness, so that everything else builds on that. So that was super helpful for me to start to look at anger. I just thought it might be helpful for you.
That's wonderful, Dawn. Thank you for, I'm going to look at that. Now, Kathy Schaefe, could you just spell her last name again?
It's S-C-H-A-A-F.
Okay.
But if you Google Women of Spirit and Faith or her, you'll like she's one of the four founding members, so she's got lots of stuff. And they're actually all in UN at the UN next week in New York. Speaking at the UN status of Commission on the Status of Women, and they're speaking about trying to lessen domestic violence and how we look at it and what we can do in society. And so they're all pretty big players.
Mm. And something you said, I don't know, Katrina, you might comment on this, but what kind of made me think of Katrina and what she said earlier was I think the title, and I may have it slightly wrong, but it was Graceful Power. And I think one of the values that you have, Katrina, is grace. And you mentioned that earlier, you know, grace and beauty and other things. So I was, anything else that you would like to add, Katrina, before we start the next clearing?
No, I just appreciate everybody's contribution.
Mm. Okay. So we'll do the final, we'll do the healing codes, and I'm hoping you're not hearing too much of the tapping, but I can't mute myself out now. So here we go. And next Saturday I'll remember to tell them. I kind of got out of the swing of these classes, and I was telling you all the morning, don't bang at this time. So here we go. So what we're going to do is the healing codes around all these issues, and we're going to just do a general prayer. You can modify it in your own mind for your own purposes, because I'm trying to do it pretty general for you, but I may miss you a little, especially the people who aren't on the call. So just put in your issues that you want cleared at this point, and we'll do it. So I pray request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to, related to confusion about who I am and how I am to serve, and also related to all those feelings of anger I may have and about the ways that I have been abused and not valued, and that I be able to come into this world in a greater way, valuing myself and being valued by others, and that I find the ways to create whatever is necessary for that to be understood with grace. Yes, and this be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the great creative force. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Okay, so we take the both hands and we cup them and we direct it towards the healing center, which is in between the eyebrows. Breathing deeply in and out. And then we move the cupped hands down to the area two inches away from the away from the skin, pointing towards the Adam's apple. And then we move it to the side of the jaws, and one hand cupped towards one side and the other hand towards the other side, the edge of the jaw. And we point the healing energy from our body that's kind of streaming through our hands towards that area. Our jaws are often the place where anger is stored as we grit our teeth about what is done. And then we are going to the side of the jaw. I mean, sorry, the side of the temple. coming from the sides of the jaw, and directing the healing energy there. And now we're going to come and put our, again, point the energy of the hands towards the area in between the eyebrows. Okay, and now towards the throat. And now towards the side of the jaw. Pointing the healing energy of the hands there. And letting any anger that there is tell its lessons and then just go out of the body. And know that more anger may come up. There's lots of it there, but that's okay. It may come up later, and you can just gently release it whenever it comes. With ease and grace, with feminine power, knowing that you will be a more effective leader and fighter for the rights of women and for the rights of all human beings without that anger having you by the throat. And then bringing your hands up to the sides of the temple and directing the energy there. And finally, just putting your hands on your top of your head and just letting them stay there on the crown of the head for a few minutes and then letting it go gently down to your sides and then coming into the room and seeing something beautiful in your environment and resting your eyes there and really appreciating it. Okay, I'm going to, well, you are muted, unmuted, so no problem. So before we end today, is there anything anybody would like to say? And then I'll just announce when we're on our next bonus meeting, which people may be aware of, but I'll just repeat it again. So anything anybody would like to say? Or okay.
I'm just really appreciating the sharing. There's something bubbling for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dawn and Katrina, and yeah, thanks.
It's a beautiful group. I love it. Thank you all very much. Anybody else want to say something?
I just want to say thank you so much to everybody, too, and especially you, Katie, for providing this great space.
Okay. So unless somebody else says something right now, what I'm going to do is just make a couple of announcements, which I also do by email, but so, you know, I know people get lost in the email. First of all, is that we're going to have the next, the final bonus call for the clearings on Wednesday this week, and it's in the evening to allow people who work during the day to come, and it'll be at 8 p.m. Eastern, and hopefully that will work for most of you, and hopefully you don't have a job that ends late. Anyway, it's hard to get everybody on the call. And then what we're doing is I think I've got enough people to start it now who've indicated interest, but I haven't talked to everybody about it. I've mentioned it in my email that we're going to do it was mentioned that this was a wonderful group and that actually Maureen said that she'd love to see it continuing in some way. So what I'm doing is organizing, and I've put that in the email so you can look at that again. But I'll be organizing something beginning next Saturday for 4 weeks, which will combine clearing with a little bit of masterminding, because I think there's some things coming out where we can actually help people with their projects and their business, as well as doing some clearings. So just wanting to put that out to you to consider. I know a number of the people in the group have already said that that interests them and they want to do it. And, it's going to be in a very close, nurturing kind of environment like we've had. And I'd love to have you there if it feels good for you. So thank you all so much for today. It's been amazing. For a couple of you have... bonus coaching that you're entitled to, which is, one session for some of you. And so make sure that you schedule that with me in the next week or so, because this is part of the program and I'd like it to take place within the next few weeks at the latest. Okay? So thank you so much. And we'll be turning off the recording now and talking to most of you soon.
Thank you so much.